Welcome to The Hustle Show with Dr. Greg Watson, where we explore the stories, lessons, and frameworks that help entrepreneurs turn hustle into something bigger. I'm Greg, serial entrepreneur, professor, and founder coach, and each episode I share personal insights and practical tools to help you on your entrepreneurial journey. Today's show is called Why the Right Customers Matter More Than More Customers Early On. Now let's dive in. Here's something most entrepreneurs get backwards. They obsess over customer count, but the wrong 100 customers will destroy your business faster than having just 10 perfect ones. It's what I call the customer quality paradox, and understanding it might be the difference between building something sustainable and burning out in year one. Think about the 80-20 rule, but in reverse. Bad early customers will consume 80% of your time while generating just 20% of your actual progress. They're the ones demanding endless customization, complaining constantly, and worst of all, they refer more customers just like them. Research from Stanford shows that startups with selective early customer bases have 3 times higher survival rates than those chasing volume. Here's why this matters. Your first 20 customers become your product development team, whether you want it or not. Quality customers give you constructive feedback that makes your offering better. They understand your vision and help you refine it. Poor fit customers do the opposite. They push you toward features that dilute your core value proposition, turning your focused solution into a confusing Swiss Army knife that serves no one well. And here's the kicker. Your early customer testimonials and case studies determine your market positioning forever. One great customer success story attracts 10 more ideal customers. But discount hunting early customers create a race-to-the-bottom pricing perception that's nearly impossible to escape. Let me tell you about my friend Sarah. She launched a productivity app and celebrated hitting 500 users in month one, but 400 of them were freebie hunters who never upgraded and constantly requested features that contradicted her vision. She spent 6 months building for the wrong audience, while her 100 paying customers got ignored. When she finally pivoted to focus solely on those paying users, her revenue tripled in 3 months. The lesson hit her hard. Those 100 were her actual market. The other 400 were just noise. So here's what you can do starting today. Create your dream customer avatar. Write down exactly who would pay premium prices and become a raving fan. For the next 30 days, say no to anyone who doesn't fit this profile, even if it means fewer total customers. Track the time you spend per customer type. You'll see quality customers require less support while generating more value. And ask yourself this crucial question: will this customer refer others I actually want to work with? Building a business isn't about filling a funnel, it's about attracting a tribe. Sometimes the best growth strategy is knowing exactly who you're not for. Thanks for tuning in to The Hustle Show with Dr. Greg Watson, brought to you by Entrepreneurship Essentials, empowering founders at every stage. If today's episode gave you value, please subscribe, leave a review, or share it with someone building their own hustle. Until next time, keep building businesses bigger than you.